Business Brain, episode 542 for Wednesday. Not Wednesday. Casual Friday, April 19th, Sylvester the Cat's birthday, 2024. Greetings, folks, and welcome to Business Brain, the show where we take an idea or seven. We crunch it, we dissect it, we analyze it so that we can each use those ideas and the outcomes of those dissections to tune our business brains together. Here in Durham, New Hampshire, I'm Dave Hamilton.
Here in Lafayette, California, I'm Shannon Jean. I'm ready to tune, man.
Let's tune. All right, you can help us all tune because you started the year with like 14 followers on X, and now, actually, I haven't looked today. I'm going to look right now to get a number. You are at 5,682 followers on X, and these are real followers. I mean, I know there's some bots out there, of course.
Yeah, always.
That's fine.
But they flush them out every couple weeks
now. But like the majority of people, I can look at your posts and see people interacting, and these aren't bots interacting with like generic responses. The people that are commenting are truly reacting and responding to what you're saying. So they're either really smart AI bots that you've hired here, or they're real people. And I'm going with the latter. And I've seen both sides of this, right? Like I feel pretty confident saying that you've attracted in the last 3 months, you've attracted basically all of these people other than like me and the BizBrain show account. I'm curious how, like, for anyone looking to build their following on X, although my guess is that at least some of these lessons would be sort of generic to any social media platform, what would you say are the top 3 to 5 key things that have helped you do this?
I think that's great. I think that the first thing is get involved in a group. You know, find people that are building like you are and ask them to be in a group with you.
So this would be we would call this a follower building group for
growth group.
Yep.
It's growth. If you get the right group, it turns out it's not just about followers, it's actually, you know, business, right?
Of course.
We're building. So it expands out and you meet, like we just had Gabe, you know, Treviso on.
Right.
I met him in a group. And getting involved, like I had 30 followers on X for the last like 12 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I had an account for today. And in January, I had, you know, spent a couple of months really grinding my way to like 500. Very difficult, just not making much progress at all.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
I had a couple of people, and I can't take credit for it. They reached out to me. Hey, would you like to be, let's start a chat. You want to help each other? Da, 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 da.
Yep.
Just like, hey, what works for you? What doesn't? How's this going? So I'm in a couple of groups, one of which Gabe is in, and we talk every day, you know, so we do a weekly call. I posted about it up on my account. You can just go find me on X or Twitter. Mm-hmm. Shannon Jean.
Yeah, he's Shannon Jean on X. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And I took a snapshot of our weekly call and I posted it today. I'm like, this is the number one secret is you don't do it alone because it's so much more difficult and there's so many more people that want to work with you. So if you're starting out, you know, do find some folks that are right around where you are, but then also try to bring in somebody maybe that's got twice as many followers,
sure,
a thousand or something like that, and attract, you know, some, hey, would you like to help? We'll do this, we'll do that. And that help is mainly asking for feedback and everything else, but it's also, hey guys, I just did this post. What do you think? You can go up, you make a comment, you like it, maybe you bookmark it. And so you're trying to give it a little boost to push it out there.
That initial boost. The group, the value of the group, the values of the group are many. One of them is, in a sense, and correct me if I'm interpreting this wrong, but hacking or goosing, leveraging the algorithm out there to kind of lift one another as you post to the group. Okay.
That's right.
All right. And that makes sense.
And the comments that you're asking for is authentic.
Yes, of course.
Post what you think of this, not tell me here and then go say this, right?
Right, no, no. Right.
You're really saying like, oh, I've never
this
heard
kinda
this
sucks,
concept before.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Right. No, that's
or,
fine.
Do this, do that. Yeah. Yeah. And also helping before you post, like, hey, what do you think of this intro? Or what do you think of, should this be a thread or should this be a long post?
Yep.
What do you, like, I learned if you have less than 1,000 followers, one of the most important things, so this would be number two.
Yes.
Is spend more time in the comments than you do posting posts because no one is going to see your posts.
Spend more time in the comments of other people's posts. Ah, okay. Right? So that might actually be number one.
Maybe.
Because you want to grow. But I see the group actually being an important thing.
The group's important. Okay. That's where I learned this. Okay. So I wouldn't have known it had I not met these people that said, oh, I heard this and I read this and I'm using this thing. So that's two, but you want to find certain accounts that are in your niche. So if you're a real estate person, I'm in the small business or entrepreneurial space.
Sure.
What accounts have a lot of followers? You should go turn on notifications for those accounts. And when they post, you should try to be in the top five first responders.
Yes.
So you get your name out there.
These are the tricks I wanted. Yeah, I love this. Okay.
But you need to add value. You can't just post cool.
Crap.
That looks, oh, great idea.
No,
that's nothing.
No.
So you want to like, if it's something you can add value to, like it and go, hey, you know what? This worked great for me or I did it this way or whatever.
Something that adds value.
Furthers the conversation.
Continues the conversation. That's really the value is continuing the conversation.
Don't be a troll. Right. Don't be a troll. If you disagree, think about, maybe I shouldn't comment on this post if I disagree. Right?
Be positive then.
Or if you can defend it, just say, you know, I tried that and it didn't work, but this worked for me.
Oh, yes. That's okay. Oh, that's totally positive. Yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
But okay. Like that. And then as you grow, one of the most important things is you need to develop an alter ego because you're going to attract the trolls.
Okay.
And they're going to hassle you. And someone's going to say you're an idiot or you don't know what you're talking about,
all this
kind of crap.
Yep.
And you don't want to take it personally because it's not personal. They don't even know who you are, right? So we did a whole show about the alter ego effect.
So you're not saying to create a sock profile,
no,
a sock puppet. You're saying in your head, use this alter ego as the defense mechanism.
Correct.
Against the troll. It makes perfect sense. Okay.
It's
your thick skin. The alter ego is your thick skin.
Yeah. Well, okay. like if you listen, if you read about Beyonce, she has an alter ego named Sasha Fierce.
Yes.
And she says, that's not me on the stage.
Right.
That's Sasha Fierce. So you build a layer in between of, you know, you're building a kind of a persona. It's who you are. You want to be authentic. Very important that you are like.
Yeah, but it's a slice of who you are. It's
correct.
Not
a glimpse.
It's a glimpse. Yeah, yeah, got it.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that has helped.
I mean,
helped me a lot.
Do that on the show too.
Yeah, of course.
We're authentic here. But this isn't the entirety of who we are.
No.
It's a glimpse.
No. Yeah. Same kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, you know, for me, it's been having fun with it. I've said this for 10 years on the show. I want to have a good time.
Yep.
The reason why Dave is my co-host for 10 years, because we laugh at every show.
Yeah,
either at something we did together, some mistake I made. But I made this comment the other day. If I jump on a call with you and I don't laugh out loud during that first call, the chances of us doing business are probably, it's slim to none.
Same. It's got to be fun.
It's got to be fun. And because it gives you energy, man.
Yeah.
You know, it comes back and I love it. So, I mean, those are the things that I would focus on at the beginning. Be yourself. I often say it's authenticity plus serendipity that makes you successful. And then,
but that's really it. Like there's no other procedural tricks that have allowed you to grow your following. Like that really is
volume posting. So I've posted, if you look at my, let me go see what I'm at today. Okay. So I've made 10,500 posts.
Wow. And most of those, I would say, 80% or more of those have been in the last, three months, right?
Yeah. But a post is also a reply, right?
Yes.
In a comment, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So It's, and then I will, I'll leave you with this. So I have, I don't know, 50, I'll be at 5,700 followers by the end of the day.
Okay. Okay.
Half of those came on two posts out of 10,500.
Oh.
Okay. So we're talking about stacking up, learning talent stack.
Yeah.
I would not have half of my followers had two posts out of 10,500 gone crazy. And I know exactly which two posters are.
Sure, of course you do. Know? Yeah, you can see the stats. Yeah, right.
You can just look at it. And so that's it. That's where the serendipity part comes in. You know, you get a big account that reposts something you did. It's once it starts taking off quickly, it grows and grows and grows. And you watch, and you're like, holy smokes, man, this is going to be. It's not what you think. You're going to create what you think is the most valuable post, and it's just going to lie there dead. And no, you're like, why doesn't anybody like this? And then, you
doesn't
know,
matter.
Like I had a guy in my group, Tyler, great guy. He posts a joke about the Costco hot dog and it went to like 1.5 million views.
Of course.
And he probably picked up 300-400 followers, you know? So, it's
got
value,
it.
Value and virality,
value, virality and volume.
Yeah. And we had a guy talk in our growth group that came in, Chris Munn is his name. And he said, you know, you should be about 70% value and maybe 30% virality. So, and have fun with it. I post pictures of, you know, trees in my yard that I think look beautiful. And then I post stuff I'm doing and work I'm working on. People build in public up there. And so, and if you're trying to grow up there or on LinkedIn or you want to connect, reach out. I'd be glad to give you some tips.
Amazing. Thank you for that. That's great. That's great. Yeah. That's great advice. I mean, it all makes, the nice part about it is that it all makes sense.
There is a system.
No, I get that there's a system. And my guess is, and you've sort of said this, that consistency, you know, don't go dark for a week and a half.
Bullheaded persistence. Just like you, that's your favorite term.
That is my favorite term.
It's I'm going to grow. You get some momentum, right?
Yeah.
But the first 1,000 is a grind.
Yeah.
A grind. I mean... Yeah, first thousand is correct.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've never worked to build my following anywhere. My following,
but you produce great content that people value,
and then they follow me.
Then they follow you.
Correct.
That's it.
Right. And that's it. Yeah, but if I actually worked on my following, I could probably 10x it pretty quickly.
You could definitely 10x it. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because you have like 7,000 followers?
Something like that. It's been as high as 8 on X, but then they do their purges of bots and things like that. So I think I'm about 6,000 or something, maybe 7 or so. I don't know.
That's great. As long as I'm ahead of you pretty soon, I'll be fine.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I still have opportunity. You definitely have more momentum than me. There's no question about that. Yeah, I got 6,500 followers. So
That part
it's
of
at
it-
Dave Hamilton, folks. It's at Dave Hamilton. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, unfollow immediately.
Unfollow Shannon Jean at Dave Hamilton. Put the follow over there.
Back and forth and this kind of competitiveness, that's another big part of the group.
Right. You know, I get that.
Joke around and help each other out and have a good time, kind of bust your chops. So it's trying to make it, if you're just out there by yourself, just trying to, this Chris Ryan's asking what the two posts were. Oh, so the first post that got 1.5 million views was a post about Netflix, and the post was ridiculous. I saw another post going viral from a guy named Mike Higgins, and he had made a comment that if instead of buying an iPhone every year, you had taken that money and invested in Apple stock every year, it was worth like, I don't know.
Sure.
$3-4 million, $20 million.
Yeah,
some crazy amount of money.
Good amount of money.
It was really taken off. And we were joking about it in the group. And I was going to a concert. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna find something that's comparable to that. Because that's another kind of tip, is to get involved in something that's going viral, concept.
Yeah.
The algorithm likes it. So I posted, hey, in 2008, if you had taken your family on vacation and spent $10,000, you'd have had a great vacation. But if you'd have taken that $10,000 and bought Netflix stock at $5.80, that stock in 2023 was worth $770.
Yeah.
And I just said, you'd have, whatever it was, $2.8 million, whatever. Yeah. And it just I did it. I got in my car and drove away to this concert. I drove for like an hour and I was like, I'm going to delete that post because that's just silly. I feel kind of dirty. You know, I wasn't adding no value. I didn't quite understand it back then.
Yeah.
But by the time I got to an hour away, it had already had 100,000 views. And so it went to like 1.5 million, I think. And then, or no, it went to 3 million. Sorry, what am I saying? That's my 3 million post. So 3 million views. And I think I picked up 1,000 followers.
Okay.
For whatever reason. And the second post, I was talking about selling Costco store returns. I posted it not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. It got, I don't know, about 280,000. It's my pinned tweet post right now. It got 262,000 views and it got some crazy amount of bookmarks. Where did it get? It got, which is another indicator. It got over 2,000 bookmarks, meaning people saved that post.
Yeah, right, right.
And I picked up 1,800 followers in 24 hours.
Got it. Okay, so you really are, like the 50% of your followers are from these two exposure points, if you will.
Yeah. And so
it's interesting.
It is. And so I think what happens is that as you grow that momentum, it gets, I don't want to say easier.
Well, no, the algorithm's going to prioritize you. Which makes perfect sense because for every social media platform, their goal is to keep you on the platform. So if they see an account or even a single post, if the algorithm sees an account or a post that is getting a lot of traction or a topic like Twitter has their trending topics, then they're going to float that to the top of the feeds of people that you don't follow because they know that there's a chance that you and they, you know, it's far more complex than that, but this all makes sense. Like, of course they're going to highlight these things for people until they see
then it starts
to go down. Crest and then you're done.
And one of the other little tricks is always answer a question in the comments. You want to comment quickly. You want to get back in because that helps you push it out.
Yes.
But you want to end your comment with another question. So when somebody asks you, what were the two posts? You would answer them and say, what were your biggest two posts? Because you want them to come back.
Keeps the conversation going.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to get them to come back and talk and engage. That's what X wants, right?
Got it.
They want people
engagement. They want people to stay on the platform. Yep.
Don't post links to other platforms if you want to grow because it'll just bury you because they don't want you to leave
X. They don't
X.
want that.
Don't put a link to your website, your YouTube. Don't do that. Record a video and do it like we're doing. Stream it on X or do whatever. But you know, the number one thing, man, have a good time with it because I say this all the time too, but in the beginning of any venture, project, business, relationship, you know, you're putting in all this energy. It takes a lot of energy, man. At some point, it needs to flip.
Yep.
And the project, the business, the relationship needs to start giving you energy back.
It's got
to
come back.
It's got to come back.
As a performer, musician, but it's true of any kind
of
performance.
Crowd, right?
Well, yeah, but you can go on stage, and sometimes it works this way, where you go on stage and the crowd is full of energy and they just give it to you right out of the gate or even, you know, three or four songs in or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then that fuels you. And when that happens, that's amazing. But that's also failure, in my opinion.
Oh, why?
Because it's my job to go out and give that energy first.
To them.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like, they come in, presumably. Like, the nice part about being a performer is everybody there is rooting for you to succeed. Right? It's like
that's cool.
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports is also the entertainment business. Don't get me wrong. But with sports... at least, if not more, that, you know, at least half the people that are there don't want you to succeed. They want the other team to succeed.
That's a friction, right?
That's the friction. Yeah, and that's the entertainment value. And I get that. Like, I totally get that. But, you know, as like a musician or you go play theater shows or, you know, whatever, everybody there comes in to be entertained, which means they're rooting for you. So you plant that thought in your head and then go out and just deliver on that first song, the first whatever, and give them all the energy you possibly can. And that will amplify what they're about to give back to you. Because if you don't, chances are they'll give almost nothing back to you.
Yeah.
When you get, if you go out and nothing, and you haven't given anything and three songs in or even one song in, the crowd is roaring and they're giving it all back to you. It's like, imagine how much more they would be giving back if I had planted this seed first.
It's the law of reciprocity.
It is the law of reciprocity.
Right.
And it is absolutely that.
Yeah. And it works in every aspect of your life, your musician, your relationships.
Podcast, your relationship, podcast, everything.
Yes,
like, this is the entertainment business. Yes. I get that. It's infotainment, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I always try to make sure when I walk on stage, like, I am performing from the moment I step on stage. It's not, I'm not going to play a note of music as I'm walking on stage because I got to get to my drums. I got to plug in my in-ears. I got to, like, get my stuff together. All that doesn't matter. The performance starts, right? You're being seen.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so remember that, like, you're performing. And I always say, one of my other favorite words to use, and this drives a lot of musicians crazy, is some others, not at all, but is the word costume. It's like, what's your costume for tonight? A lot of guys like to show up on stage in, like, oh, I'll wear my tie-dye t-shirt and my jeans. It's like, okay, like, or my
costume.
Tie-dye t-shirt and my cutoff shorts. It's like, there's a whole community of musicians that is against cargo shorts on stage. Jimmy Buffett, rest in peace, made that his costume. And the guy, he ended his life with a lot of success.
Yes.
A lot of success.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with cargo shorts as your costume, as long as you know they are your costume.
That's cool.
And you embrace it. Don't just go like, well, I'm afraid.
I wore this today.
I wore this today and I'm just going to try and hide on stage. You're on stage. There's no hiding.
I
knew coming into this podcast today that I'm wearing this Hollister hoodie thing. I'm aware.
Conscious.
Yeah. You got to be, whether you've chosen to wear it for your performance or not, it is your costume.
You know,
100% of the time, what you're wearing or not wearing is your costume. So
that is exactly advice to grow on any social platform. It's the same thing.
Yes, it's your costume.
You're on your costume. You're what you're posting, adding value. If you don't add value up there, no one is going to follow you.
No,
right?
they want to be entertained. They want to be engaged. Yes.
Yeah. You could be a meme account and post funny memes and people will follow you because you're giving something.
Correct.
But you have to give first, and that's why trying to be in the comments a lot and responding, you're trying to, engage and get in the community and people will come to know you.
Yes.
Eventually you change your profile picture and people will be like, hey,
I've always found
that, so
crowds are more comfortable once you engage them. Like people come to a show. There's in general, people are shy and aren't comfortable just like approaching strangers or whatever. But if you start the conversation with the crowd, or I found on stage with bands, starting the conversation amongst each other on stage, right?
Comfortable,
bantering, me and the lead singer or whatever, saying stupid jokes or inside jokes that you're sort of letting
exactly
the crowd
the
in
same.
On.
It's
the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
And well, that then brings people, they're like, well, I want to be involved in that. It's like, yes of course you do.
Yes,
of course, I've made this look fun, to your point.
Well, that's it. And and we've actually, our group has this, group I'm in, and it's grown a lot to where we have people, asking us, can we join? Can I want to be involved in this kind of thing? So it's like, they get it. It's powerful. So, start your own group.
Start your own club.
People
want to be in it.
Got it. Yeah. That's great.
Cool.
And I love talking about this. I'm always interested in talking about stuff I'm involved in.
Of course.
And new things. And here I'm building from zero to one again, which I think is great.
I think it's great.
So thanks for asking. Always
fun. Of course. No, I mean, I've obviously watched you grow this, and maybe it's because you're getting close to my numbers that I got to get some
nervous.
Of these secrets out.
You're getting nervous out of there. So this is definitely Dave learned the most on this episode.
I learned the most. That's right. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. And follow us on X. Follow me, Dave Hamilton, and follow him if you can find him.
Yeah.
And follow BizBrain Show. That's really what we got to build together is that BizBrain Show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out. Keep living that charmed life, folks, and have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.